The passage of Proposition 30 means a possible funding cut of $255 million to the district is off the table. Superintendent John Daisy says he'll ask the school board to rescind 10 furlough days and restore the full academic school year of 180 days. Proposition 30 calls for imposing a small increase in the sales tax and higher taxes on the well-to-do to help pay for public education. Assuming the school board goes along with the superintendent's request, it would be the first full academic school year since 2008. Bill Polish, KNX 1070 News Radio.